Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Dafayin Gimel Bava Basra, Perek HaMoichres HaSvina. This Mishnah is a hemshech of the Prakim HaKoidmin. In the Prakim HaKoidmin, we learned about a Moicha Bayis, what's Nichla on the Mechira, a Moicha Sada, what's Nichla on the Mechira. This Mishnah Dan's, when you sell a svina, manichlal ba mechira. That's what's the klal of this Mishnah. Then a mechira a svina is mechira a toirin, ves a nes, ves a oigen, ves kol amanhigen oisoi. Avaloi mechira loy as avodim, veloy as a matzufim, veloy as antiki. The shaila is why certain things are nichlal in the mechira, and certain things are not nichlal in the mechira. As the shita brings a raivid on the erzad amiri, that something which is nichlal for the shimush of the svina, meaning it needs, the svina needs it to go, like the toiren and the nest is what helps the svina go. The oigen helps it to stop. The manhigim is what directs the svina. Something which is nitzrach for the hiluch of the svina, va'oid, it's not used for anything else, it's only used for the svina, as then it's nichlal in the mechira of the svina. Mashenkin, something which isn't nitzrach for the svina, or it's something that could be used for something else, as then it's not nichlal in the mechira. That's why avodim, you could use them for something else, matzufin, antiki, you could use for other things, as therefore, it's not nichlal in the mechira. The Gemara brings a braisa, that the braisa adds a bunch of other things, a mechis, a svina, machis, a iskila, the keves, a sparamayim. And then it brings him nothing on my moichas as fina moichas a pizzas, with some chas amar moichas a dugis. And amar rava, beitzis, hainu dugis, it's the same thing, just bavlo, the karila beitzis. And vertisol karila dugis. As Frank the case of Mishnah on the Rambam, that the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perik Chav Zayin, Halacha Aleph, when he brings him down, he says that each one has a different shimush. The question is the Gemara's mashma that it's the same thing? Azog the Kesef Mishnah, that when the Gemara says it's the same thing, the Gemara just means they're both a svina ktana, it's the same exact svina. But it's used differently in different places, as Mela gets a different name. As that which the Gemara says it's the same thing, the Gemara means it's the same boat. Just in certain places you use it one way, in certain places you use it another way. But shneim in yinechad, it's the same small svina. That's what the Gemara means, hainu echad. As even though the Rambam says it has tashmishim achirim, but it's not a stira to the Gemara that says that it's echad. Echad means it's the same small boat, just certain places you use it one way, in certain places you use it another way. As the Gemara brings down, being that we're handling Svina, as the Gemara now goes into the common Nakudas that you have in the Yam, big fishes in the Yam, and then the Gemara, big Galim that you have in the Yam, and other big Brias that you have in the world. As the question is, before we start the Agadita Gemara, this Agadita is different than many other Agadita Gemaras, but there are common most Agadita Gemaras. The Pashtas of the Gemara, you could be Miyashiv. In these Agadita Gemaras, there are things that are very kilu, hard to explain. The sizes of the animals, the sizes of the Galim, Kipshutai, are not al Piteva. Asim Cain, the Shaila is how do you learn the Gemaras? As there's a shinoi in the Ritva. The Ritva says, is Mishtadal to be Miyash of the Pashtas? He says, aye, how could you say it's 300 parses? There's no thing that's 300 parses high and there's 300 parses in between. It's a tremendous amount, a tremendous distance. As he says, parses don't mean the parses that we usually refer to in other Gemaras. It means parses ayam. And then where the Ritva says certain things, you can't be Miyashiv al Piteva. Then he says, it says Chazili. Chazili is Mashav v'chaloin, Enochinami, it wasn't al Piteva. As you see in the Ritva, that the Ritva is mishtadal to learn the Gemara kipshutoi. Mechenir in the Meshbam. Meshbam says that the Gemara is coming to me, Olamed Marabu Masech Hashem, the big Briyas that there are in the Yam, and from learning about the big Briyas that there are in the Yam, is then you're in Nisbainin and Nifloyis Hashem, and the Godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abba, the Mashah also goes on derech the Ritva. He says that you have to try to be miyashiv the pashta shel haGemara. The pashta shel haGemara is emes. Abizog de Masha, the Gemara is also mechavin l'nyonim acherim. And the Masha says, kami yisoidus ha'avoidus Hashem are nirmez in these inyonim. The Gra barichos, the famous Pirush HaGra, kama godus, is loimed al derech de Masha and kama nekudus, that the Gemara is coming to Miram is on yisoidus ha'avoidus Hashem. If the Iker is it's coming to teach us this Yisaidis and Avodas Hashem, like the Mashon, the Gra learning, as why was it Kasu B'Lashon Zeh? Why does it say it in Dvarim Gashmiim that I'm a Shunadik? Could have just taught us the same Yisaidis and Avodas Hashem without these Inyanim. There's a famous Ramchal, that Ramchal says in his Hagdamah L'Agodas, it's brought down in many of the Mefarshim, in the Ein Yankiv, and other Mefarshim. Then Chazal, when he wanted to give over the Seidus HaTorah, as they didn't want to say it by Ifin Kalui, as a Mela, it hid it in the Agadat, the Gemara. Those that want to use the Ramchal to explain that in these Gemaras, they're heavy Seidus HaTorah, and Chazal hid it in the Gemaras, and it was mislavished in the Gashmias de Koifin, because he didn't want to give away the Seidus. As that's good for a Pirish like Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover on the Gemara, that's Mefarsh the Gemara Takal derech Soid. But the Fila Marshan, the Goin, that they Mefarsh the Gemara, that it's Ramazim on Yisoidus of Avodas Hashem. A Pashri Yisoidus, I have nothing to do with Soidus HaTorah. As Lachori, you can't use this Ramchal. If you want to teach us Yisoidus and Avodas Hashem, say it al derech HaPshat. Why be Miram is it Ba'ifin Zeh? As Ramesha Shapiro wanted a taina, he brought a goin in Tikune Zoya. Then a chelik from the Einish of Golus is the Averis, different Averis, that a chelik of the Einish is that there's a chsarn in the Gilui Shal Taira. The Taira can't be Miskala B'yoyfyoy. As a mele, as there's Gilu of Golis in the Gilu of Taira too. That's why sometimes you say this at Taira Miskala, Al Derech Remez, not Kipshutam, because this is a chilek of the Einish, that Taira shouldn't be, is not Niskala with the Yoifi that it should be. He was Medavid to the Gemara in the Elon Daf Yud Gimel, that after the Golis, as Navu is Nitin and Navim and the Shaitim. Nevu is nit l'shaitim v'ktanim. Another Gemara that says that on Rabbi Yeshua that he said that Torah is nit b'kli machur, that the more ugly a person is, the more he knows how to learn. You see that this is a chilek of the Hester of Torah. That's the oifin that kilu the gilui was an oifin shel Hester. As thus is the Mahalich of the Ritva, to be Miyashiv Kipshutai. The Masha says it's true, you Miyashiv Kipshutai, but the Gemara has a second Kavana in it also. The Maral, Le'idach Gisa, the Maral says these Midas are too Mishuna, they don't Shtim al Pigashmias. As Maral explains the Gemara, that the Gemara was not Dibra al Gashmias Shalin Yanim. The Gemara wasn't deeper on the Midas HaGashmias of the Inyanim, Ela LaRuchnias V'Yisoyed Inyanim. It's al derech the Maral that we had on Daf Chofei Amid Beis, where the Gemara over there talks about if the Chama goes up at night or goes down under the world at night. As the Maral says, that even though we know Al Pi Tepa, what really happens, but the Gemara is speaking about the Ruchnias Inyanim of the Chama, not the Gashmias, the Inyanim of the Chama. What if the world is like Daimalach Sadra or not? The Gemara is speaking about the Ruchnistik in Yanim. because that was the ikka of the world, not the gashmius the kinyanim. As al derzeh that maral and daf chafei, the maral says by Agamara too, that when we're speaking about these midas mishunas, the midas gdeilis b'yaser, as we're not speaking about the gashmius the kinyanim, but we're speaking about the ruchnius the kinyanim. Chazal mislavish the ruchnius in the gashmius the gemida, but really it's mechavin to the ruchnius and the yisoid hinyan. So we're going to see b'daymel is that in the hemshech of the Gemara, when the Gemara is going to talk about the suda lasa lavoi that is with the levyasan and the behema bahare elef, as over there also we're going to see a machlekes in the mafarshim that is it literal that there's literally going to be a suda like that. The Rebbe brings a raya from the Gemara in Psachim that the Gemara in Psachim says that David HaMelech will make the Koshel Bracha. And the Rambam says on many of the Gemaras that it's Derech Remez. The Maral also, the Shita also goes over there, that it's Derech Remez. And then there's the Kilu Middle Pshat, like Al Derech Demashah here, is the Rajba that it's Wem Yashavit Kipshutai, Begam, it's Nichol Tinyani Ruchnius and Inyanim of Hechra and Yonim, kind of Efshele Kayim Shneim, the middle pshat. As thus is Agdama to the Sugyas. The Ritva and the Masha say you learn a Kipshuta, and I came there from the Rashbam, and each Sugya is Miyashiv Kipshuta. The Maral's Mahalach is that it's Remezan and Yoni Ruchniim, not Kipshuta. And the Marsha is the middle Mahalach that it's Kipshutai and it's Meramezon in Hecher and Yanim. Oh. Okay, now let's come to the Gov Divri HaSugya. The first two Sugyas that we have are the Sugyas of Galim, the Sugya of waves. The first Sugya of wave is the wave that has Kitzitzutza Denura, Chivusa Bereisha, and how you block the wave, and then this wave wants to be toveya the Svina, to make the Svina should go under, to drown it. And the tikkun is machina le belvusa with the stick, the chokikala, the shem Hashem, amin amin tzela. And then the wave goes down. Nachu gemara in waves, about the waves that are 300 parsa high and they lift the person all the way up to the Shamayim and he gets close to the Kerchovim, and then the waves talk to each other. Yeah, this is one of the Gemaras that Kimuvan is a little bit hard to understand Kipshuta. It's not the normal standard. Amadashtet in the Gemara. As Bez Hashem, we're going to try to learn the Gemaras al pi the Remez and the Sidus, which is Beke Gebait on the Masha and the Koin. It's a Kamakama Grace of Sidus in Avedis Hashem. Let's go to the Indian of Galim, waves in the Yam. As the Masha and the Koin say that the Yam is a remez in Olam Hazeh, the waves of the Yam is a remez of Golus. And the Goin sends over here what he says in Yaina, in Perek Aleph, in the beginning of Yaina, the Navi Yaina. He's Masber that the reason why Olam Hazeh is Nimshal to a Yam, he says a Yam is something that you go through, you don't want to live in the Yam. It's something that you're traveling through the Yam because you want to do business and be Marviach. He says, Huadin Olam Hazeh, it's a place where you travel through it because you want to be Maviach. You want to be Maviach Olam Haba. So, Meil Olam Hazeh is Nimshal to a Yam, and Olam Haba is Nimshal to Yabasha. The Gale Ayam is that there's a Shinoi between the Marsha and the Goin. The Marsha says, the Gale Ayam are a remez to the tzaris of Olam Hazeh, that the tzaris of the Golis, it comes to be matbea the Svina, the Yidden. Huadin, the Galim afterwards, that it says that there's one Gala, and he asked the other Gala, if you left over for me, as Mashaz Mazbezei Gishmak, with the famous Medrash Chazal, that each guy says that the other guy, he was stupid, he made a mistake, and I'll do better. The Mashal Paroi, he made a mistake, he left the Nekevis. As Haman said, he'll kill the Scharim and kill the Nekevis. Gaygu Magog said they made a Melchama against Klal Yisrael, he's going to make a Melchama against Hashem, Chas V'Chalil, it's not Shaykh. Makacha, Isa Goy is going to say, as every guy comes and says, I have a new patent that's better than the first guy. As Kilo, the first guy wasn't successful because he didn't have such a good plan. But every guy thinks he's going to come up with a new plan against the Yidden and he'll be more successful. And that's what it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the waves by making chol. As the Mashal says, it means, like the Gemara says before, that tzaddikim anim shel techol, the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis, says, Maisa shel tzaddikim adoim et techol, that the tzaddikim shebedar protect us from the Rishayim, and make that they shouldn't be able to be miskaber on us. The Mashal then continues, and says, a Gishmak of Shad, it speaks about this big dog, on the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, that it came a little fish and it bit its nose and it killed it. As it's coming to say, the big dag shevayam is daimed to the big gayim, like Haman. It comes big rishayim. And the little sheretz is daimed to Mordechai, that was his tefillah, as he was deicha, this big dag who was a superpower, the Haman, he was running the world. And afilu hachi Mordechai, yidei his tefillahs and his sitkis, was deicha him. Thus is the Mahalich of the Mashah, that the Galim is a remez on the Tzaris. The Mashah also continues, and the Mashah says that is Mazber another Gemara al Pizer, the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Rachana Zim Nechanda Bezin Lubisfina. V'chazina nahu kvara diyasvalei chilta agabe. He saw a fish that it had sand on top of it. V'kodech agma aluya. And things started to grow. Savrina nyaveshtihi. And they thought it was dry land. Zalkina nafina nuvashila nagabe. Karchom gabe esapich. V'lav dahave mikirisvina have tavinon. As what's it coming to teach? Zalkta masha gracie yisoid. That many times the Yidden in Galus, they see a Yabosh in the Yam. Kilo, they see this place is a good place. It looks to them like it's a Yabosh, it's a safe place. The Gayim act nice to the Yidden, as it looks like that they're going to have a good place. As they go down and they start cooking and baking, they start being misar with the Gayim and making themselves comfortable. V'kad cham gabei yisapich. Then all of a sudden it's misapik. He loved having mekavis finasa habitavinon. It wouldn't be that they still achoyza b'tshuva and they go back to the sfina. They go back to Hashem as they be tave b'yam. Now here's the grace of limud. When the yidden go to the goyim and they start thinking it's a safe place, it's a yabosha. Now we're not in galus anymore. As then a kodesh baruch hu is maybe the tzaris. Elena, we see it in different galusim by Mitzrayim. It was the first time the Medrash says that the Klal Yisrael said, let's be like the Mitzrayim, let's act like the Mitzrayim, that way they'll like us and be our friends. Hashem made that they should hate them. Zogde Beis Alevi, at the end of the galus, it says that the Klal Yisrael's Maitzechein and Moshe Rabbeinu was Maitzechein. Frekde Beis Alevi, they should hate them. The whole land was destroyed by them. Was coming to teach them an important lesson, that when you do mitzvahs, Hashem makes it the goyim should respect you. When you think the other way, I'll act like a goy and not do mitzvahs, then the goy will like me. It works the opposite. When they said, well, let's be like the goyim, let's stop bris milah, like the Medrash says, as then the goyim started to hate them. And Zogta Beis Alevi, you see it door in, door out, by the Spanish Inquisition, they didn't start to get too comfortable. They started to act like Goyim. After the Beis Alevi in Germany, the same thing, the Maskilim, They try to act like the goyim, and Hashem made that the goyim should show them that they're not goyim. That's the remez of this Gemara. People think they hit the Yabosha, the Gula is here, we're safe. Until Hashem brings Melech HaMashiach and brings the Gula Amitius, we'll never be safe until Hashem is Megal Malchus Hayaleinu. This is the message of the Gemara. This is the Mahalchim of the Marsha, and the Gemara is by us, by the Galim. And we saw how he's masber a couple of the Gemaras on the Amid Beis that deal with the Yam, the big Dagim Shabiyam al Pisa. The Goyin also says that the Yam and the Galim are Ramazim of Golus, but the Goyin learns the Ramazim a little bit differently. The Goyin learns the Ramazim that the Remez on the Averis of Golus. I knew the Averis that caused the Tzaris and the Golus to happen. What's the Ramazim? What's the Averis that caused the Golus to happen? As the Goyin learns that the first Gemara, it says that there's a on the top of the Gal, there's an Eish of Lavan. As what's the word of an Eish of Lavan? Nurech Hervusa. Zog the Goyin, he says that's the Taiva. He brings the Gemara in Kedushin. And Amram Chasida, he one time he had women that were staying in his house that were captives, and he saw one of them, and he started to run, and he screamed that Nura Be'Amram, as everyone came, as they saw him, as the reason why he screamed, he wanted to stop himself from doing an Avera. As everyone said that we're embarrassed from you, as that Tzaddik is running to do an Avera. As he said that he was Marilahem, that the Yetzara was boy or boy Keish, and it was Kedai for him to be Matzal himself, Ba'ifin Zu. As you see in the Gemara, that the Yetzara is Nimshal to an Eish. Also, you have the Gemara in Yuma, that when they told when the Chazal got rid of the Yetzara, he was an Eish that went out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Why out of the Kodesh Kadoshim? The Svarim say, that because that's the way we become Kodesh Kadoshim, a day that we're miskabra on this Eish. The Yetzar is nimshal to an Eish, a fire that burns in a person to do something. However, why is he called an Eish that's white? Zog the Goyin, because when the Yetzar comes and he's wants to be Midgara, he doesn't come and say, do Taivas that are Asuras right away. Is that no one will listen to him? What does he do? He's Moira Heterim in Taivas. Dainu, he takes it het Taiva beheter, and he says it's a heter, or sometimes it'll be Maran Isurim that it's really Mutter, and it'll be Moira Heter over here in the siphon is Mutter. As that's the way he gets, as thus is the Eish that's white, then is Mara the white. That's the first way the Yetzirah gets people. That's the first Gemara. The next Gemara on the waves that go high, as the Goyin says, that this is Keneged Anakuda, that when people learn, they start learning and they start doing Avodas Hashem, as people get very proud of themselves and they're mitgoeh, I'm so special, I'm so good, look at me, I'm doing Gevaldig Avodas Hashem. Mamish reaching Madregas, and they're Midgoya. When a person is Misgoya, as that goof is going him to be Nichshol and Kamen Yonim, and it's going him to come to Kama Averis, it's going him to be Neuvel. He brings the Pasuk Lefnei Shever Goyin. As that's another way, meaning the first way is the Yetzirah sends him Taivis to pull him away from learning. And then, even when he's learning, as then the Yetzirah tries to make him be Misga in his Limud. And that way he could be Machshalim also. As those are the Chatoyim that caused the Galusim to happen. That's the way the Goyin learns. Bein Lefi the Marsha, Bein Lefi the Goyin, they both finish off the Gemara the same way. The Gemara says, as what's the Tikkun to Galus? As Machinon Le Belvusa, a stick to chokikolei eke asher eke ko Hashem tzavokus amin amin tzalav enayich. As what's the pshat? As Zog de Masha, the Goyin, when we're in Golus, as it looks to us like it's so strong, we can't get out of it. Either the Tzaris of Golus, Lefi de Masha, or the Averis that Golus causes us to do, it looks like it's impossible to be Midgamer. As Zog de Gemara, what's the Eitzah to be Misgabra on the Tzaris, to hold strong even in Golus and not to give up? As you have to remember two Choshev Yisoidis. Aleph, the Shem Hashem of Eke Asher Eke. When did Hashem say this to Klal Yisrael? Hashem said it to Klal Yisrael when the Gilui, the first Gilui in Mitzrayim. And Eke Asher Eke, that Hashem is with us in that Golus in Mitzrayim, and Hashem will be with us in all the Golusim that we're in. That's the first Nakuda. When a person's in Golus, many times he feels things are not going well. He has Saris. It must be that Hashem is not happy with him. Hashem Kibu left him. A person sees that his Yetzar is being miscaber. He did Averis. As he feels, Hashem left him. He's an Oisfaf. He's a Rasha. Hashem's for sure not with him. As the first Yisoid is, wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. And even if we have a tzara, we needed the tzara for whatever reason. But it doesn't mean Hashem left us. Hashem is always with us. And even if we did a chet, it doesn't mean that the Shekhinah is not with us anymore. Hashem is not with us. Wherever we are, whoever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always help us to come back. The first Yisoid that helps us to be Miskaber on the Tzaris of Galus, on the Nisyanis of Galus, is Eke Asher Eke. The second shame is Ko Hashem Tzvakos. What's the shame of Ko Hashem Tzvakos? Is that the Mashon, the Goyin bring, that the shame of Ko Hashem Tzvakos is a shame which is Miyuchid for the Gula. The union of Ka Hashem, they say, is like it says by Amalek, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka, Mucham Al Hashem by Amalek, that Ein Shmoy Shalem V'Ein Kisay Shalem calls man that Amalek is Chai. That calls man that Amalek is alive, as the Shem Hashem is not Shalem. We only have a Gilui of the Shem Yud Kei, and we don't have a Gilui of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. I know the Gilu of Yud Kei Vav Kei is that Hashem is Shoilet in the Bria. The Uma that's Koifer and Hashkachas Hashem and spreads Kira is Amalek. They were the first Uma that made a Melchama against Klal Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim. All the Umas were scared. The Umamish were Beiris Hashem. They saw the Gvaldig and Nisim. Who came and made the first Melchama? It was Makara the Ambatya. Amalek. As they're the ones that made Ki'ilu a pgam in the Gilui, in the Velt of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Shoilet. As a Mela, being that they caused the Chsan in the Gilui in the Velt, as the shame of Yudke Vavke, wasn't Miskala Kiroi. As a Mela, therefore, Ein Shmoy Shalem, Ein Kisay Shalem, the Malchus of Hashem Shalem, Achiyim Chashmoy Shalamalek, which is the Golus that we are now, the Golus of Esav. As that's the shame, Ka Hashem. Oh. That the Gilui, when Ka turns into Hashem, oh. As this is the shame which is Ma'iras and reminds us that there'll always be a Gula. That's the meaning of Svakas too, that we become Ayedei the Gula, we become the Tzeva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As kum dechois, this shame, ka Hashem tzvakos, is the shame that reminds us that there will be a gula. Many times when there's a lot of tzaris, as a person could be miyayish from the gula, miyayish from the hope, as that's what gives, as that's the shame, ka Hashem tzvakos, is a constant reminder to us that Hashem will take us out and Hashem will help us. There's always hope. Medrash says on the Pasuk L'shuotzcha ki visi Hashem that Yaakov Avinu gave in the bracha to the Shevet Dan, that Mikan is a mokah to the Gula because HaKol B'shus HaKivui, where we keep our hopes up, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, as then with zechet toiket, with taka zechet to the Yeshuas. As a kol bischara kivui, a gula sida bischara kivui. Machol yoy mechak eloy shiyovai is not just a level of frumkeit, ki'ilo, that it's a level of emuna, but it's also what's maybe the Mashiach. The more we believe that Mashiach will come, the more it'll happen. As it's the moon of Klal Yisrael which brings the Yeshuas. As that's the stick which breaks the Golos. How do we break the waves, the Tzaris, and the Yetzirah of Golos? Number one, the shame of Eke, Asher Eke. Nine, we believe that Hashem's still with us even in Golos. And number two, with the shame of Kva Hashem Svakas, that we believe Hashem will take us out of the Golos. As what's Amen, Amen, Sela? As the Mashan, the Goyin, learn that it's a remez of these two in Yanim. One Amen is the Emuna, that even when we're Golos, Hashem's always watching over us, Hashem's always there for us. And the second Amen is the Emuna that Hashem will be Goyalos. As the Goyin is Mitzayin to the Gemara, the Ashtav that it's Nischar of the Beis Amigdash, the Olam is Niskayim on the Amen and the Yehi Shmei Rabbah. As thus is the Kavana of the Amen, Amen. That Emuna that we constantly put in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the schus, the gula is bischar emuna. It says by Oz Yoshem, Pashas Bishalech, by Yaminu Bashem. And then they were Ashar Shira, that are called bischus emuna. Bischus emuna, they were Zecha, the Kriyas Yamzuf, and bischus emuna, were Sidon Ligoil. As that's the mile of Amen, Aleph. Va'oi brings the Gemara in Shabbos that the someone who answers Amen, as the sharim in Olam Haba apatuach ayedei danias amen. That's the sela, that lenitzrius, the amen helps a person, and that's the gula sida sheyave b'mehira, that will be zeicha to the giluim of Olam Haba. As the Gaon says, that the zman to be ma'ira, this nakuda is when we answer amen, showing we have the amuna. As that's how we hit the Golos, and we cause that the Golos shouldn't have such ashpa over us. Gemara says that's what the Olam is miskayim bizman haGolos on the Amin. As lefi zeh, the Gemara is kan being meram as yisoid gadol in the inyonim of avodas Hashem. How we could be miskazik, to be zeicha, to be yatzav from the Golos that we're in. Bizeicha to the gula b'mehira. This is one chelik of the Gemara. This is lefi the Masha and the Goyim. There's another chelik of the Gemara. This is a chiddush meyuchad to the Goyim. The Goyim wants to learn that the three Gemaras, the Gemara of the Galim that are high, and the Gemara of Humin Barlilis, and the Gemara of the Remem that are big, all three Gemaras are geboit on a Mishnah in Avos. Two famous Mishnayos in Avos. The Mishnah says, Akina v'ataiva makovid mitzina sa'adam in ha'ilam. And there's another Mishnah. It says, Kol mi sheyesh bo shalosh midas mitalmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. Kol mi sheyesh bo shalosh midas, the hepech of them, letoivis, talmidav shel Avram Avinu. Ayin ra, ruach kvoya, nefesh ruchavis, talmidam shel Bilam. As the Goyim learns that these three are magbil to the other Mishnah. Ayin ra is keneged kina. Ruach kvoya is keneged kovid. And Nefesh Rechava is connected Taiva. As those are the three Roshei Averis. And a Moitzinus, a person min ha'olam, they cause the person to go out of the world. As he learns that these Gemaras are being meramez on these three inyanim, how the Yetzirah gets people, and this is what causes Galus and Tsaris and Einshim. As the first one he says is the Remus HaGalim, is that we saw the Goyin, that the Goyin says it's a remus for Gaiva, that people, they do a little bit of Avodas Hashem, and they miskoyah. As number one, they can't understand Anhagas Hashem, why everything isn't going so good for them, they're such special people. They don't have a tshuka and a taiva to do much, much more, because I'm so special, I know this already. Like some people, they can handle and tense it, like 10 blad in a mesechta, and oh, I'm such Tamid HaChamim, I'm such a lamdin, that's what I have to learn more for. As when a person's mizgah, it stunts its growth. Yeah. It's mamish like bad food that stunts growth. As gaiva stunts a person from growing and having shifas to be misala. Void al Hashem Yizav Liba. I'm so good, I'm so special. Why isn't this working? Why isn't that working? Yeah. As the first Gemara of the Raimu Musagalim, that's Keneged the Gaiva, that the Yetzar causes a person to be Miskoya. The second Gemara is the Gemara of Human Barlilis. As the Goyin says, a Pshat in the Gemara, based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Tes, that the Gemara says that the Chetzi Lamala is kilu the chelik eloika, that's the chelik of Dibur, which is the chelik of Torah, and mechetzi lamata, as there's a makom of yesh laden, meaning if a person, it's the makom of achila and taivas, if he uses it for good things, there's ef koiches to learn, then he's makadish it. And over there, there's a yetzahar to use it for other things. But he says, this Gemara, Vurman is talking about some, as over there the Gemara says, the top is Kaddish and the bottom is Hurman. But this Gemara talks about a person that's Kulay, a person or a Shindale that's Kulay Hurman. What's it going on? He brings, the Gemara says that he was by Mechuzah. So what's Pshat? He wants to see the Goyin Sushtels to a Zayah, a powerful Zayah, that says that there are people that they use even the top part, the more Kaddish Digger part, they also use it for the Yetzar. That's why the whole person, the whole thing is a Hermit. Why? As he says, he brings a Zayah that says that the Mida of the Erev Rav is even when they do mitzvahs, but they do mitzvahs L'Shem HaKavod. Everything is also Taiva HaKavod. The Mashal, they build Batei Knesiyos, but they build a Batei Knesiyos because they want Kavod. Everyone should see their names on the building. They should give him chshivas, they should give him kavod. And the Goyin says, who are then the people that learn? They learn for kavod too. They're not learning lishma, as they feel it's an important thing to do, it's a good thing to do, the ratzon of Hashem, limunatayos gavaldik, no, because Hashem nachas ruach, no, they're learning because they want kavod. As kum dechois, they're using the top part of the guf, meaning the limud ha'Torah and mitzvahs, which l'chayr should be miyuchud for Hashem, but the taivas ha'kovid is miskabra aleim, and everything they're doing, even the ruchnistika thing they're doing, is l'shem ha'kovid. Yisushal, that's what it says by the Dara Flaga, nasalanu shem. What they do, everything is lasalanu shem, l'shem ha'kovid. That's the second Yetzar, which causes a person to be Yotze min ha'olam. Azag the Goyin, very interesting, as he says, what's this Trey Koisi that he's pouring of Yayin? He says it's coming to teach us a very important lesson, that even though we say that when someone learns, the Torah is Makadosh him and Meraimim him, and he's able to be Pirish from Taivas Olam Hazeh, that's only when a person learns Lashma. When a person learns L'shem Taivas HaKavod, as then Fakert, the Torah itself, being that it's being done l'shem taiva, it can cause him that he could still be nimshach achar taivas olam hazeh. As many times you have people that they wonder, they're learning so much, and they don't find that special shmira from kedusha, from taivas olam hazeh. As lefila going, the answer is because when the levud is l'shem taiva, l'shem kovid, as it doesn't have the same koyach schuli to protect from taivis olam hazeh. Now, vada, still the halach is that you should learn l'shaloi l'shma, mitar shaloi l'shma, bal l'shma. And over here, the Gemara is being miramis to us, and if a person doesn't learn l'shma, as then he's in a matzah misukin still. Memes, that's the Mishnah in Abbas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Godel Torah, that if you limit it l'shma, it's maybe l'day harmei dvarim, if machshat ali yasadik, chosef, and ne'mon, v'yosher, call me this taivis. But when you learn it l'shma, it's a gavaldika nekuda, that people don't realize, you have people learning hours and hours, with a little bit of thought, with a little bit of feeling, you can make the whole limud on a different level, on a different madrega. Just takes a little bit of thought to learn l'shma, to be mechaven l'shma. No, there's a great sad gasha. I mean, if he's really learning l'shem chavin, he says l'shma, so maybe in Yavin that it's not such a high level. The kavana of l'shma means the kavana amitius. But yet the yid has the koyach to be mis'ale. Vada kol hazman is very hard. But a little bit to learn l'shma, every yid has that koyach in his neshama. It should be an emissa l'shma. With a little bit of thought, with a little bit of feeling, think about all the good Hashem does for us. Hashem is makayim us. Hashem so good to us. So we just want to learn to give Hashem a nachas ruach. As then, that little feeling could be mekadesh and meraimim the limud. So you have a famous story with the Yikotska Rebbe, that he went to a tish. By the tish, the meaning was that everyone would say that he's eating the shem einig Shabbos. They gave him food by the tish. As they passed it down, all the chassidim were saying, l'shem einig Shabbos, l'shem einig Shabbos. Finally, it came to the Kotzke Rebbe's turn. He was younger at that point. He wasn't the Rebbe yet. And all of a sudden, he screams, L'shem mein Bach, L'shem mein stomach, and he eats it. As everyone was horrified, they looked at him. He says, V'asach zog emes. Well, everyone's saying, Sheker, kill L'shem, ich face the emes. We're all eating L'shem the boich. I was trying to invite L'shem Shamayim. It has to be an emes of L'shem Shamayim. It's not just the word. You say l'shem yichud. You have to be ma'ir the feeling inside. The way to be ma'ir the feeling, you want to be ma'ir, is when you think how good Hashem is to you. That's ma'ir to do a limud l'shem ava, l'shem nachas ruach. Just one pshat in l'shma, the pshat of the Rambam. To move on, the feeling nefesh achayim, al pi the rush in the darim, that l'shma means l'shem limud, as l'shem yediyas ha'tayr itself is already a darga l'shma. As thus is the Gemara of Hurman bar Hurman. The third Gemara, the Gain is Mazbez, the Gemara of Zayla Devei Yoyma, this big rain. Zag the Gain, what's it going on? This is going on the Midah of Kina. The Gain is Mazbez, Ba'if and Zed, that they're people they learn. And the way to learn, he brings Rayas from Gemaras, is he's supposed to be Ligris v'hada lispa. He's supposed to learn a lot. Learn Mesechtas, learn Dafim, learn Tesefta, the Gaon says, learn Mishnayis, learn Tairas Kayanim, as he's supposed to pick up Yedias of Kala Taira Kula. And afterwards, he's supposed to be Mefalpul b'Taira. Avaluye, you don't have the Yedias Kiroi, as the Pilpul is not Kiroi. But it's very, very hard. Why? Because you see, some people are being mepalpel and they have gavaldige koyach, gavaldige kashas, and gavaldige tevutzim. If you're just going to be sitting and chazering over the Gemara and learning the bekiyas shabai kilu, it's not kishmak. as people are makane, the people who have mepalpalim, that's the people who get covered, as people are makane. That's what do? They start being palpal in Torah even before they have all the ideas that are nitzrochim, even before they chazer over a lot. As kum de chois, that there's a gewaldige kilkel. It comes out that he's going to try to be mepalpal, and really he doesn't have the koyach of pilpal, as he's going to be makana more and more the people who have an emes of koyach of pilpal. He says that's the word that it says that it's socher, that he's matal rei and socher the yardain. That what does a person do when he sees that he is not getting it? As what does he try to do? He slugs up, tries to slug up everyone around him. He's always trying to ask questions. Oh, he said a vote. Everyone says he's a London. Now I'm going to show he's not a London. And he's trying to show everyone he's really better than the London. And he knows how to learn better. He's always slugging everyone up. Really what it's coming from is kina, because they have shivas and he doesn't have shivas. But there, the more choshev the person is, the more the mekanim, the people who have kina, try to slug the person up. That's what he says, one pshat in the goin, that's the pshat in his matal rei in the yardin. Kilu, he's always trying to be matal pkomim in the pshatim of acherim. Another pshat the goin says, very powerful, also, that lasad lava, you have to go through nardina, which is connected the yardin, to be zeicha to Gan Eden. If somebody was mekan and he didn't learn kirai, as he gets stuck in the Yardin, he won't be able to pass, because even though he learned, but it wasn't the real limud. As mikan itzarich lahadgish very choshev nekuda that I lamaisa the seder limud shalachshav is that there's a lot of pilpul without a lot of ideas type. It's kodim kol ki yedur shach other gedalim were. That you should learn faster. Rabbi Roshariyeli Kimavan still learns with a speed, and Panovich also. There's still some yeshivas that they learn quicker. The Minig Olam is to go slower. Shemati from Agadol, the Taina, that Mizman HaZeh, unless you're going to make it very geschmack for the Bochrim, as there's so much out there that's going to pull them away, that you have to make it very geschmack for them to learn. As a mela, that's why you go slow and you handle all the tifa svaras before you know too many gemaras, because if you're going to handle in the cheshbonos and pshat in the sugya, you're not going to be able to pull them into the sugyas. You have to give them the geschmack in yonim to pull people into the sugyas to get them into learning. Now, mevin yovin, but that's not the equal way to vax a talmud chacham. Meaning from having like one sugya where you can go in 10 pshatim of l'mashal, the daf beis in Yevamis, you have a lot of shurim, but you don't know the rest of the dafim, as you can't vert the nemes of Talmud Chacham. You have to have ideas of the other sugyas also. In some yeshivas they try that when they're learning daf beis for a long time, they bring a lot of gemaras and sugyas to get the ideas type. V'shatei d'lecha. And in the long run, once you grow older and you're able to learn with a geshmak and pshat, as then, I'm even yavin avada, the ikka way you become a Talmud Chacham is from Yediyah Satayra, learning over all the different sugyas, whatever you're able to. Kalechot kefi mashuhu. Das is the ikka shtayin, and das is the emes of pulpule daraisa. The more Yediyahs you have al pi emes, the more sugyas you learn. Yeah, so many people that say svaras that you poshut see it's not just the chsarn is it's poshut it's lacking a maturity in limud. He poshut didn't learn a lot of sugyas. Well, you say a svar and the person won't understand it. Why? Poshut is just lacking the learning skills. He doesn't know that this is a svar which you have in 18 different places in shas. Just poshut the person doesn't learn. He's not used to it. His head's in a different place. Oh. Thus is the. Thus is the Nikuda Kiyadua from Yisrael Salanta. He says when the Rosh brings a Raya from a Gemara, it's not as stark when the Rosh says a Nirali. Why? Because when the Rosh brings a Raya from one Gemara, then it's just that one Gemara which is a Raya. When the Rosh says Nirali, it's Ganshas which is talking. Then his whole experience in Limud is saying the Svara. It's in a doime, a person who learns shas, a person who learns mstafim upon dafim. When he says his svara, carries much more weight. It's a different koyach of pupula deraisa also. As thus is the third gemara, zula deve yoime. As a kum dechais lefi the goyim, these three gemaras are actually talking about people who learn and people in the Beis Medrash. But even in people in the Beis Medrash, you could still find gimel dvarim hamitzin es adam min ha'ilam. Once you get in the Beis Medrash, now I'm saved. Now I don't have to learn musa. I'm learning. Else is givaldik. Nein. You have to be worried about the b'kam of gaifa, the reimamus. And then you have to be worried about the taiva of kovet. And thus is the hurman. And also you have to be worried about the midah of kina. All these three things could cause even people in the Beis Medrash could be nifkam. That's the way the goyim learns. The goyim then continues and says on the sugya on Amud Beis, it's also speaking about something about people that learn. Another way to be mafsid the people that learn, but coming from a different kivon. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Bar Chana lidi chazi lehu akarkusa dahave ki akra der gunya." A big frog, asa tinyane ubala. The nachash came and was bala. Asa pushinksa ubala tinina. The nachash, asa ariv nekeva, bird of ariv. That's in a keva came and ate the nachash. What's it coming to teach us? The Goyim says it's coming to teach us another thing that even people that learn can get the Yetzirah pulls them away from. How? The Goyim, it's talking about a person that is learning and the Yetzirah tells him you need parnasa. How are you going to have money? You have to go out. How are you going to take care of your children? Thus is the Nachash. What's the way to be mitgaber on the Nachash? With the Arev Nekeva, you should learn from a bird the Arev. Why? Because it's Achzar on Yeladim. Don't think about your children, meaning that the Yetzar tries to get you thinking about Panasa all the time, as you can't concentrate on learning anymore. What's going to be? I have so many daigas. The tikkun is to be like Arev Nekeva, to be an Achzar and say, Hashem, just go with Bitachon, then Hashem will help you. And Hashem will help you. And that's what it says, that the Arev went on the eights, as that eight zok the goin is connected the machzike taira, and Hashem will be mazmin you, someone who will be machzik you. And that's what the Amari said. If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe that it was shaykh that someone should help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many ways of helping different people to learn taira. As Hashem will send him an eights that'll be machzikim. As does the avoida. The avoida is to be maimin by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by teich by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and ligin learning stark. As then, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you are makabel of all Torah, mavin rimenu al darech eretz. And over here, the goyin drops a line, a zog, to people who are machzikei Torah too. He says the machzikei Torah shouldn't think that if they're not going to give to Torah, they're going to have more money for themselves. Because he says that Mishnah Novus has a second pshat, kol makabel of old Torah, doesn't only mean the old Torah of learning Torah. Kol makabel of old Torah means the old of supporting Torah. As mavirim imenu ol derech eretz, he won't have masim, he won't have taxes, the government won't take his money away. But someone who's not makabel of old Torah, he doesn't use it for Torah, Hashem will take his money away other ways. You shouldn't think if you're not going to be machzik Torah, you'll be maviach, you'll have more kesef. Ain't fakert. When you're makabel of old Torah, and you're makabel to be machzik Torah, Hashem will make sure that you'll have plenty of kesef, and you won't have to give your kesef away to other things. As the goin says hadgosha kan nigdo gvaldika chizuk machzike hatayra also. This is the fourth gemara on the lime de hatayra. It's one last gemara that is actually, we'll see the Pshat in the Marsha. It talks about a tzipa that's feet were in the water, and it's Resha Magia L'Shamayim, as he thought, that if most of the body of the tzipa is not in the water, it's not so deep. And he wanted to go in there to swim, Nafik Baskol, and said, don't go in the water, because there was someone that threw in a narga, and it's 7 years, and it didn't even get to the bottom, because it's Redifi Maya. As Masha says, it's coming to me, Rami, is that people think that in Torah, it's easy, the nigla of Torah is easy, you don't have to work so hard. As it's coming to say that it looks like it's easy, Avlamaisa, you need a Kabbalah mi Rabbi. It's Dvarim Amukim, Becharifim. And you have to learn Torah from a Rebbe. If you don't learn Torah from a Rebbe, who's going to teach you the Koyach, Apulpula Daraisa, the Oimik of Torah, as you won't be able to have the Geshmak of Limud and the proper Havon in Limud. As don't look at the Yamatama and think, it's easy to swim, it's going to be Geshmak a swim. No, it's not so easy. You have to learn the Yesaitis. That's you have to have a Rebbe to teach you the Yesaitis. Kimuvan, once you get the Ike Yesaitis from a Rebbe, as then you could learn on your own. You're still learning by the Rebbe, because every time you're learning, you're always bringing those Yesaitis that he taught you. It's a hemshech to the original Limud. Oh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.